T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, talking about using your phone and stuff, I watch YouTube sometimes. Did you see where YouTube announced its most viewed video of the year?
What is it?
It was Mr. Beast.
Okay.
And it was I spent 50 hours buried alive.
Wow.
50. Now, Kato, you did that. When we buried you alive for Torture Tuesday.
48 hours.
Was it 48 hours?
2 days. Oh, he beat you by 2 hours.
Yeah. Well, and ironically enough, the second most viewed video of the year for YouTube was I spent 49 hours buried alive.
So I don't believe that.
Third place.
Yeah, you would have been your third place, really.
Wow.
Now, if you're not familiar with Mr. Beast, he's a guy out of North Carolina who gives money away for just the most bizarre, crazy reasons. But, and just... it's crazy.
But how did he get all that money? Because is his mom and dad rich?
I don't know how he started, but eventually he started getting views and sponsors pay for it now.
And he gives away houses, cars. like $100,000 I saw him give away.
Oh, that's chump change for him.
And they say he got some new, I guess, real life Squid Game video.
Yeah, he did Squid Game without killing the people.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's no real life Squid Game.
Yeah, but that's coming closely to this one.
So, yeah, he's an interesting guy. I know this is going to sound crazy. Mm-hmm. I don't like the way he does it.
Okay,
there's not enough rhyme or reason for me, but people love watching him, and it is cool that he's giving people money. Mm-hmm. But I just cringe when I watch it because I'm like, God, he needs someone to give him some pointers.
Well,
but obviously he doesn't because he's doing great.
Yeah, well, I will say this though, we're going to do Buried Alive 51 hours.
Yeah, Kato, we meant to tell you about
that. Yeah, that's coming up this year for Torture Tuesday.
Yeah. It better be a casket, because that's how I'm going to be coming back out of that one.
No. We're waiting for him to come back up. He won't come back up.
Think Amazing Grace.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, everybody was asking me, will we replay the Thelma Hollister Crazy Toys Christmas Crank Call?
Oh, yeah. People love those.
I mean, I got hit up about 5 times. I told Thelma about it last night. It thrilled her to death.
Oh, boy.
But we lock ourselves in the office, and we come up with some just inappropriate toys for kids. And then we call stores and ask for these toys or if they have these toys. And we call Target this time.
Yeah, now there is a little trick this year. It's a little different. One of these toys is actually real.
Yeah.
And if you listen closely, you may spot it. You can Google it and see if you can find it. But go ahead and check, because one of them is legit straight up available.
You know what? Here's what we will do. Here's what we'll do. We're going to play the crank call.
Mm-hmm.
And the first person to call with the real toy, we'll give them TSO tickets.
Okay.
Okay? All right. So pay very close attention. One of these toys are real this year with our Thelma Hollister Crazy Toys Christmas Crank Call.
Thank you for calling the North Target store. Our hours have changed for the holidays. For hours and location information, press 1. To reach a specific department, press 2.
Thank you for calling Target.
Yes, ma'am. Could I speak to someone in the toy department, please?
All righty.
Please hold.
If only my
home for Christmas.
That was beautiful.
Target Toy Department, this is Robin. Can I help you?
Yes, hello there. My name is Thelma Hollister, H-O-A-L-I-S-T-E-R. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Yes. The reason I'm calling you is I have 13 lovely grandchildren, and you know what? They have all kinds of toys out there and on their toys list they wanted me to buy, and I got with Ella Mae Jenkins. Some of these toys sound inappropriate for the kids, and I just feel like I can't shop at your establishment if you have some of these toys.
Oh, yeah. I see.
Yeah, I'll run through my toys list. And if you have them, just let me know if you do or don't have them, okay?
Okay.
Okay, do you have Tyco's Toddler Cactus Pillows?
No.
Ouch, that sounds painful, I think. Yes, all right. Do you have Playtime's Pin the Tail on the Pit Bull?
Oh, no, we don't have that.
Okay, do you have Vaccinate Me Elmo Masks Sold Separately?
No, we have the new Tickle Me Elmo.
But to Vaccinate Me Elmo, that's kind of a controversial subject, wouldn't you agree?
I would agree, but we don't carry it.
All right, do you have Fisher-Price Little Pervert Periscopes?
Oh, gosh, no.
No,
No, we don't have that.
All right, do you have Call of Duty Potty Training Playset?
We do have the Call of Duty video games, but yeah, not potty training,
right,
no.
Right. Okay, do you have Dr. Seuss, Twerk While You Work, and Go Berserk children's book?
I've never heard of that one.
That would be funny, though, to see someone twerking while they're working. What is twerking, though? I don't even know what that is. Do you have Pound Puppies, Foaming Rabies Babies?
Oh, my God.
I know.
Yeah. No, we don't have that toy. That sounds terrible.
All right. Do you have the Giant Microbes Plagues of the 21st Century Fun Set?
Oh, excuse me?
I know. I bet that has COVID in there, that COVID thing going around.
Oh, my gosh. Was there anything else on your list?
Yeah, I have a few more here. Do you have Tiny Tot's Tanning Bed, Protective Goggles Sold Separately?
Oh, no, we don't have tanning beds.
I know. No. I could just imagine a little toddler in a tanning bed.
No.
Do you have the Optimus Prime Proctologist Power Gloves?
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't even know that was a thing.
I didn't either, but I think that's one of those robot guys, Optimus Prime.
Wow.
Or maybe that's...
Wow.
That might be Amazon Prime. Is that Transformer? I don't know.
I know we don't have it here.
Okay. I just have a few more toys here. Do you have Flintstones Chewable Steroids?
No. We don't carry steroids here.
Exactly. I know. See, I think these would be inappropriate for the kids.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, I really am.
Okay.
Do you have Big Ball of Angry Bees?
Oh, no. Yeah. No. Yeah. Never heard of that.
I haven't either. Do you have Adele's Do-It-Yourself Depression Karaoke Kit?
What?
I guess they're saying her songs are very depressing.
Some of them are.
Yeah, I know. All right, do you have Doc McStuffins' COVID Cootie Critters Virus Lab?
Not that I know of. Wow, that sounds... not appropriate either, really.
Right, I know.
Anything else that you wanted to check?
Yeah, I do. I'll try to hurry up, dear. I know you're busy during the Christmas season, but do you have Velociraptor doo-doo dinosaurs? Ew.
No.
That's disgusting.
That's pretty gross.
Yeah, I know. Ew. Do you have hepatitis C and says?
What? I didn't know that was a toy.
I didn't either, dear. How about Playtime's Polly Pot Head Hippie Doll with Hashish Cooking Set?
That's a definite no.
Yeah, I know. That's just not right. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have Rub-A-Dub-Dub Electric Toaster in the Tub toy?
Oh, no.
Right.
No, that would be a killer. No.
Well, speaking of killers, do you have the Walking Dead Zombie Babies?
Last time I checked, no.
No, who would want to see a zombie baby? I could imagine a zombie woman walking with a little baby in a stroller.
I don't even want to imagine it.
I don't either, dear. Like I said, these are some weird toys.
sounds like you can come on into Target and see what we do have.
All right. Do you have Upchuck the throw up truck?
Oh, ew. No. Oh, my gosh. Are you okay over there?
I'm fine. That was just about made me just throw up a little bit. Oh.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Be careful.
Oh, my goodness. I have another twerking one. It says, do you have the twerking toddler's TikTok yoga pants?
Wow, I can't even see that. No, we don't.
I know. Do you have Dora the Explorer Find My Prostate Fun Center?
No, that sounds crazy.
I know. That's inappropriate for the children. Okay, do you have Tickle My Butt with a Feather Elmo?
Oh, you know, we don't. And you know what? I got some customers that need me. Was there anything else, or did you just want to come on in and see for yourself what we do have?
I have one last one here. One last toy here.
Okay.
Do you have Dr. Pimple Popper's Pimple Popping Face with Refillable Pus?
Oh, my gosh, no. That's really gross.
I know. I know. I'm with you, dear. They should not have these toys, so I will not have to boycott your establishment this Christmas. You've been very helpful today.
Well, I'm so glad, and it was my pleasure talking to you, and I look forward to meeting you in person here at Target.
Well, I can't wait to meet you too, dear. Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you too.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
As Ed Sheeran and Bad Habits, I want to talk about Bad Habits here in just a second.
Okay.
Actually, that was going to be one of the Thelma Hollister Christmas toys, is Bad Habit Barbie, who would smoke and enabling Ken. We're working on that one for maybe next year.
Awesome.
It's still in the works.
Or for Valentine's Day.
Okay. But it looks like sunshine, a high of 77. When it comes to habits and or routines, just how routine are you? Because a new survey found that 74% of people say some habits they just can't break. And also routines, they can't. It's hard for them to change routines.
Huh.
Now, I'm so routine. If you followed me around in a week, I would do about the same thing every day.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, I would say I'm routine from getting up in the mornings through work and getting home and the things I do when I first get home. But other than that, my days can change. I may go visit friends, go to lunch, go to a happy hour.
I got a buddy of mine. He drives to work a different way every day because he doesn't like routine.
You know, I used to go to Tri-County Tech in Pendleton, and I live in Greenville. With my parents back then, when I still live in Greenville. But we would drive one route 1 week, and the next week we would drive a whole different route. We would take back roads 1 week. We'd take interstate 1 week.
Why?
To mix it up, because if you've been through those back roads in Liberty and Easley and Pickens on the way to Pendleton, it's just a lot of nothing.
Okay.
We just wanted to switch up the scenery.
You want a different nothing.
Yeah, just, you know, different house here and house there.
I went through a phase where I did not want a routine so badly that I made it my routine to change up my routine.
Wow, that's
just
deep.
Too routine.
Yeah, that's what I finally decided.
Wow.
So I just went for a routine instead.
Well, if you wanted to, like, knock me out or something, I mean, you could find an easy way to do it, because I do the same thing. Get here the same time every day, park in the same place, go home the same way. Now, here are the habits and routines we're least likely to change. And this is a survey of a lot of people.
Oh, shower. Oh,
a survey of a lot of people, huh? Those are the best ones.
Well, it ain't two people. It was not a survey of two people.
More than five.
Okay.
Anyway, shower routine is mentioned.
Yeah.
Because if you get out of routine in your shower, sometimes you'll wash your hair twice or...
Mm-hmm. Oh, you have to, because you forget you washed it the first time.
Yeah. It's like, did I wash my hair?
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
I've done that.
All right. They say the brand of coffee that you buy, you're so routine, you get the same kind of coffee every
time. To me, that's not a routine. That's, you know what you like and you get what you like. A routine is like the steps you do something or whatever.
When you go shopping, you take the same route or like through the store. Like you always go right or left through the grocery store.
I can't say always. If I'm doing my big shopping list, then yes, I'll start one end and come to the next. But sometimes I'm just running in to grab the food from the hot bar. So.
The thing is, a routine makes you more efficient.
It does.
You know where to expect things to be next. You can plan ahead. So routines have a lot of positives to them.
Mm-hmm. They say when you go to bed at night, you have the same routine. That's number five on the list.
I don't know if mine's so routine going to bed.
Mine's pretty routine. I get my like toiletry items done, brush my teeth and all that.
Yeah.
Get in bed, ask my wife to give me a back rub. She says no. I roll over and we fall asleep.
That's good.
And then fart.
That's sweet.
I don't do that.
Yeah. When you put your clothes on in the morning, do you do the same routine?
Yes.
Like pants, socks, underwear, all that stuff?
I start with underwear. It's odd when you start with pants first.
Yeah. I don't know why I would do it the way you do it.
I always do socks first.
I do underwear.
Before underwear.
I want to sit down to put on my socks.
Yeah.
So I put on
underwear
to sit down.
I'm not sitting at your house.
I stand to put my socks on. I go right and then I go left.
I'm getting dressed in the dark.
I'm getting dressed somewhere besides Hawk.
I don't know. I'm going to come check that out.
It's weird. It's weird. You know, I do need to put underwear on first.
I better hope your mom don't walk up behind you while you're putting your socks on.
Oh my God.
I told y'all, she caught me manscaping one time. That was weird. She says, she opened the door. She goes, I don't want to know. I do not want to know. I said, I was trying to explain to her.
You want to see?
Yeah. I can't reach this part. Can you help me out?
Were you winking at her?
Oh, that's routine.
My mom does hair. I'll give her your number.
I need a perm.
Wow.
You already got one.
That's true. All right, that's too much information. All right, these are routines and habits that were least likely to change. They say the mug that you use for your coffee every morning. So you coffee drinkers out there, Tom, you always have the same bottle of soda.
No, it's a different one every morning.
Yeah.
But I do think that the same mug, you find one that you like.
What you eat what you eat for breakfast is something that, and the top two were very weird in my opinion. Top 10 habits and routines we're least likely to change our hair color, because I'm thinking girls change their hair colors all the time.
Not as much as you think. They will do it, but I don't think it's all the time.
All right.
It's like they'll get an urge to change things up.
Then the number one was in the same lines as the hair color was hairstyle. We're least likely to change our hairstyle.
To me, I understand what they're saying.
Okay.
It's something you don't change often, mm-hmm. but you do occasionally, and it's a big deal when you do.
It is.
Like if you change your hairstyle, most people are like, hey, you changed your hairstyle. But we still do it. We mm-hmm. just don't do it all the time.
I do.
You do. You change it up.
I have changed my style so many times.
Really?
In fact, I used to go to the dentist in Easley.
To change your hairstyle?
No. And you are different.
And yeah. You go every 6 months for
right.
a cleaning. And
yeah.
I remember the receptionist or the text there, they said, every appointment you have, your hair is different. We bet on whether it's going to be long, short, spiked, flat.
That's true. You change it up.
I just get bored. Usually if a relationship ends, I will shave it off.
Me too. Wow. Honestly, I'm the same, but I've been married for a long time now.
Yeah. Kato must be going through a lot of relationships here lately.
Not really.
I'm just worried. Do I have to, I get like divorced or something, do I have to change my hairstyle?
Well, of course.
You need to if you want to find another date.
I see.
That ain't the only thing you should change if that happens. Just saying.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
A high of 77.
This is the moment when a lot of people realize, oh, crap, it's time to get serious about Christmas.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You're running out of time. If there is a toy on the list that you wanted to buy and it was in high demand, it's already gone. Just going to warn you right now.
I've been putting some on my list, going back and saying, I'll buy them a little bit later today.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of those balls I was asking you about yesterday.
Oh, the angry ball of bees.
No, not the angry ball of bees. It's the ones that the ball you throw out and it comes back at you.
Yeah, it's like a little drone ball. Inside of a ball.
Went on sale for $20. They're usually like $36. Oh. Went on sale for $20. I put two in my cart to get mm-hmm. my kids. Went back an hour later because I was busy doing something else, and they were gone. They already jacked the price up, and they said, oh, something in your cart's changed.
Someone stole it right out of your cart.
They did. They stole it out of my cart.
Oh, that's terrible. Well, here are some things that you may have screwed up or mistake that you're making this Christmas, something you may do on Christmas, it may be something you're doing before Christmas or something you're doing right now.
All right.
But a lot of people screw these things up at Christmas.
Okay.
They say one thing that's common is the dinner. Someone messes up the dinner, leaves something in too long, sets off the smoke alarm, the chicken casserole or whatever it is. Green bean casserole is ruined, and now Christmas dinner is ruined.
But don't put pressure on them. If that happens and someone does that, don't make a big deal about it. Just say, hey, you know what? We can go grab some takeout.
But you can't because it's Christmas.
Okay, well,
that's why the pressure is so high.
We'll go get something. We'll go get some beef jerky from the convenience store. It's okay. It's
wow.
We're going to work
that
through this.
Sounds delicious.
Well, yeah, I'm not having dinner with you at Christmas.
But still.
You're setting the bar too low.
Not at all. And I'm saying not if there's an accident like
beef
that.
Beef jerky at the friggin' gas station.
I said if something happens.
I know, but that's setting the bar very low.
I'm not preparing beef jerky casserole.
I get it,
I'm
but
saying.
I'm not settling for it. Beef jerky casserole.
Let's focus on the problem. So your wife burned something in the oven.
She's going to relive that moment every Christmas as we joke about it from year after year.
Oh, yay.
That's way better than getting beef jerky casserole.
No, I'm trying to put a little Band-Aid on it.
It's better than Slim Jim casserole.
There you go.
Yeah, he's going to have a Band-Aid casserole. All right, forgetting to put on your happy and surprised face when you open a gift.
Oh.
You're like, you open it, you got that resting face that you have that's not very friendly looking, and you're like, oh, thank you. And they're like, he didn't like it.
Call that a resting puppy dog face?
No, it's not that.
RFP?
A girl puppy dog.
Yes, that's what I mean.
It's RFP.
Resting.
R. Face what? Puppy.
Resting that's face. Not puppy. Even close.
Bless. Yeah.
Okay, the presents you mailed out don't get there in time.
Yes.
There are times when it's not your fault, but usually it is.
But I noticed on Amazon, be careful, because I was going to order something, and they said, hey, it will be here between December 23rd to January 9th.
Right.
And you know they're going to go closer to January 9th than December 23rd.
23rd is not close enough for me, unless that's the very
that's
last
one.
Day it can get there.
Now, I know the post office has already released the dates you really need to, the last day to send packages to make sure it gets there on time. And I don't remember the dates, but it seems like it's like in the next week.
Post office, I don't even count on them right now. They don't have enough they don't have enough culpability. They don't take any blame for any of that crap.
Okay.
If they don't get it on time, they're like, yeah, well, we didn't promise. You can get FedEx and UPS to give you a guaranteed 2 days or whatever. And as long as that guy don't throw it in that ravine in Tennessee, it's probably going to get there. There was that one guy who threw 6 loads in the friggin' mountains.
Hadn't they been finding them in Alabama somewhere, too?
Yeah, it may be one I'm thinking of. Yeah. Tennessee and Alabama are ranked in the same state in my mind.
So right now it's time to order. So go ahead and charge up that credit card now.
Right.
All right.
Okay, drinking too much around your relatives. You know, you get sloshed and you make a fool of yourself. That's not something you want to do at Christmas.
I told you, we don't have alcohol at our holiday functions.
Neither do we. Wink, wink.
No, I really don't.
No. That, the Yeti cup, you don't know who's got alcohol and who don't.
It's not served.
Now, we do have beef jerky.
Apparently, casserole.
Still not helping your cause.
No.
Knocking over the Christmas tree or the dog or cat knocking over the Christmas tree. That's not that bad a disaster most of the time, but you could have a lot of glass to clean up from the ornaments.
Yep.
We've solved that by 3D printing all of our ornaments now. But we've got some pretty tacky ornaments.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Getting drunk on Christmas Eve and being hungover for Christmas morning.
Oh, that happens every year.
That's not fun.
And,
I would not recommend that.
Y'all get together. Well, I don't have kids, so I don't have to be up early on Christmas Day.
See, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just thought about that, because our family's thing's always in the afternoon.
No, like my daughter is up at like 5:30, just laying there in bed, counting until 7 or 8 or whatever we told her she can go down.
When I was growing up, I would go, ho, 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 and it'd be 4 o'clock, and you'd hear Dad say, shut up!
All right. Forgetting to get someone a gift that got you a gift. We talked about that a little the other day. Gave you some tips on how to handle it.
Well, gift cards in your pocket and stuff like
sending
that.
Sending out your Christmas cards too late.
Yeah.
That's kind of fun, though, getting Christmas cards after Christmas. You're like, oh, look, I just got a Christmas card from so-and-so, and it's Easter.
Yeah.
I only know a couple of people that still send Christmas cards.
I know.
Oh, everyone I know. They do the ones you go online and you put your own pictures and then they send out a Christmas card that they like Shutterfly and all that.
It's the online Christmas card?
No, it's not online. It's still printed, but you make it online and then they send them out. Everyone I know sends those now.
But I'm with Cato. I've seen less of those the past couple of years and more like e-Christmas cards. That's like an e-birthday card. Mm,
e doesn't count.
Yeah,
but the ones that you make on Shutterfly, those are cool because it's both sides got pictures all over them, and you got some little saying, and it lets you keep up with somebody. And then they say running out of wrapping paper on Christmas Eve.
Newspaper, if you still have some, or paper bags.
Reynolds wrap.
Foil, yes. Yeah, I've used foil before.
Oh, that's what you meant. I thought you meant saran wrap. That does not work.
No, not saran wrap.
Hawk tried it one year.
You do Reynolds wrap, it's shiny.
And then you got the relying on the, like, Target bag.
Yeah.
Just put tape around the bag.
Not even a gift bag, just the Target bag. That's pretty bad. You've blown Christmas then.
Okay.
So, one last thing. Don't forget to put out milk and cookies for Santa.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very, very important. Yeah, and you know, make sure you have a toilet paper right beside the commode too, because Santa Claus does have to do that during this.
I've never had that happen.
You don't do that? You don't put like toilet, because sometimes we'll put the milk and cookies on the toilet because we know he has to go.
That's funny. Yeah, Wouldn't it be interesting if Santa didn't flush at your house?
Oh.
Well,
maybe he got startled and had to go in a hurry.
We've had that a couple times with Darren and I. Yeah, wake up Christmas morning, there it is.
Santa's duty.
No. It was not number two.
Oh.
It was not. It was like half-eaten cookies, laugh, drink,
I milk thought the cookies might have got him moving.
No.
That his Metamucil kicked in.
And we left him a Slim Jim on the back.
You sure that was a Slim Jim?
Oh, no.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.